Michelle Roy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So the university has released its latest update on the progress with its action plan on sexual violence on campus. And we haven't spoken to you since the last update, where it was announced you were one of the co-chairs of the internal working group on the issue. How has that been going?
It's been going pretty great. It's been a little hard just because of COVID and regulations constantly changing and a lot of us being caught up in the COVID situation. But we've started meeting weekly and our terms of reference were just sent out. And yeah, things are moving. So I'm pretty excited.
Great. Has it been hard for you to balance that with, you're a graduating student this year. Do you still have schoolwork that you're working on?
Yeah, I have a full course load. I actually am taking 6 courses this semester on top of everything. It has been hard, but I think it's truly something I'm dedicated to. So I don't mind dedicating the majority of my time. And plus with COVID, I'm at home anyways, so I might as well do something productive. So yeah.
Awesome. Now, the news announced recently this week includes the selection of a consulting organization to run the independent review of Mounet's policies. They chose the Canadian Center for Legal Innovation in Sexual Assault Response. How did you feel about that choice?
So I basically had a hand in the choice. I think it's been like almost a month and a half that I've been looking into them. I'm excited to work with them. They've worked with other schools. They worked with Santa Fe, and I believe they worked with Dow as well. And all those reports are made public on their website, so I was able to look through those. So I'm really excited. We're meeting for the first time next week, and they're going to be here for quite a while, and they're going to be talking to a lot of people, so I'm hopeful.
Wow. And can you explain a bit about how the work of that review panel will happen? Like what will they actually be doing?
So they're going to be collecting data, past reports. They're going to be collecting testimonies, stories, and they're going to be looking into policies and investigation processes. And together, they're going to put all that together and they're going to see, you know, what's not working and what is working and what needs to be done, basically.
So they will be speaking, you know, speaking with individuals, just anyone who decides to sort of participate and come forward to share their story?
Yes. And there should be more about that next week, hopefully, or within the next 2 weeks. But yes.
Okay. Now, when this action plan was announced, you were optimistic about what was promised. Mm-hmm. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I'll be honest. It's a little hard right now. Things take a long time. Things change doesn't happen overnight. I feel like, you know, things are slowing down a bit, but I'm optimistic that I have a really big voice. So I'm able to change things. And if things aren't going the way they should be, I can speak up pretty easily. So.
Okay. Back in early November, after you shared your story, you became quite a focal point for people sharing their stories and frustrations with you. Have you still been hearing from people since then?
Yeah, so I've been hearing about people through Atlantic Canada. A lot of people who are actually going through the university processes right now. So I've spent a lot of my time researching different policies at different universities across Atlantic Canada, so I'm able to accurately say how the process should be done, because I think a lot of these people coming to me are just unaware of how the policies work and the investigations work. So now I have a big binder full of policies where everything is highlighted. So,
and you will be on the, I'm sorry, there's so many groups that are created in this progress. The
okay.
Expert advisory group at the end of this process. Once this panel is done, they will submit their report and I guess present it to an expert advisory panel, and you'll be part of that, and you get to weigh in on the final recommendations, I guess. Is that how it works?
I believe so, yes.
Before I let you go, can you let us know if there's anything, you know, that people on campus, people in the community should know about the process going forward?
I think the biggest thing is that things are happening, but to also feel free to speak up to any of the groups that are being put together, share your story or share your thoughts or anything.
Thanks very much, Michelle. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.